I'm enthused by what's been going on this year. This year has been an incredibly exciting year in terms of space exploration because so much is going on, not just on Mars, not just now on Saturn. In 3 days, there's going to be the Cassini is going to go into orbit around Saturn. And
I know.
4 years of spectacular discoveries. But you have Bush's announcement, which is an indicator, once again, of how the pace is picking up. But more important even than that is what's been going on with the XPRIZE and Spaceship One this last week. You're actually now getting private competitive enterprise bypassing NASA, and hopefully sooner or later leave them in the dust.
You think it'll happen?
No doubt about it.
No doubt about it.
In fact, it's been happening to a certain extent because the Russians have left NASA in the dust, because they do take it as private enterprise. They have taken, because Boeing and Lockheed don't really try to compete, they just live like pigs off the government trowel, they haven't been trying to reduce costs or compete on the open market to get their launch services. The Russians have taken it away from us almost completely in the last 10 years, completely stolen the market from us because they're competitive. They want to. They understand capitalism works now, and they understand freedom works, and they want to make their society profitable and wealthy.
Do they have the money? Do they have the money to do it?
Say again?
Does Russia have the money to do it?
Well, it's not a question of them getting the money to do it. They're looking to get the market share, and they've stolen the industry. So they sell their launch services to the open market, and they make money on it. Not just tourists going to the space station, which gets a lot of press, but I'm talking about satellite launches. Intelsat satellites now go always on Russian rockets. They used to be exclusively American companies that would launch those, and I could name lots of others. They're making profits from that. So that's how they get the money. That's how it really works. That's capitalism. That's supposed to be what America stands for. They understand that. Now, what's happening recently is that, yes, that's beginning to happen. I mean, there's been a lot of news about Spaceship One, but what's more significant is a company called SpaceX. This is a company owned by a guy named Elon Musk. Most people don't know that name, but he was the guy who invented PayPal. Most people, Americans, know what PayPal is because they almost all of them have bought something or sold something on eBay through PayPal. Well, Elon Musk created PayPal and then sold it to eBay for, I think, $1.5 billion. He's like 28 years old. He has $1.5 billion in his pocket. What he did is he created a company called SpaceX, and he's making a rocket called the Falcon 1 and a bigger rocket called the Falcon 5, and he's already got launch contracts, one of which is before the end of this year. He wants to get that industry back. He wants to compete on the open market. So competition brings wealth. It brings enterprise. It brings innovation and creativity, and it's going to happen. There's no question of it. Whether it'll be Americans who do it or not is up to us, whether Americans out there want to get out there and compete. And there are Americans who are doing it, but there are plenty of other people elsewhere in the world who are also doing it also, and that's good. You know,
Do enough Americans realize that this is going on out there, that there's this push for these new doors to open, and that, in fact, we could be left in the dust if we're not careful?
This is, once again, that's a good question, and I can't answer that. I wonder. I go back and forth. I mean, this is getting back to what we, you know, where you were saying yes, and I was saying no, and then you were saying maybe, and I was saying maybe. where does the American public stand on this? And I'm not sure. I think that the excitement of Spaceship One last week indicates, once again, that there is a great deal of interest in this, and the XPRIZE, let's talk about it a little bit. I mean, I'm not sure you're familiar with it. This is a prize that was put together by a private group of people. They're offering $10 million to the first company that can launch a spacecraft to 100 kilometers, 62 miles, carrying the equivalent weight of 3 people. It has to be piloted, though. Land and then use the same craft to repeat the flight 2 weeks later. And they have to do it by the end of this year. That's why Spaceship One was built. It's trying to win the XPRIZE. There are 27 companies trying to build this. This is not just one company. There's a great deal of competition, and I'd say more than half of them, two-thirds of them, maybe even three-quarters are American companies. So there is a great deal of, yes, the answer to your question in that context is yes, there's a lot of interest and awareness of this competition. But no, there is a lot of lack of interest. But, you know, it goes back and forth. I don't know where it goes. I do know that If the Chinese get an astronaut on the moon and he's walking around Tranquility Base taking souvenir pictures, and we don't have the ability to compete with him, that'll wake Americans up. They'll suddenly say, yeah, well, we should be doing something here.